Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to look at whether a work cover claim affects your future employment, and how it impacts workplace rehabilitation. If you have been injured at work, it is incredibly common to worry about how a claim might influence your career. You might wonder if your current employer will treat you differently, if a future employer will find out, or if the claim will follow you like a bad reference. In almost all cases, these concerns are driven by fear and misconceptions rather than the actual legal reality. Today, we will unpack how the workers' compensation system works in Australia, what information employers can and cannot access when you are required to disclose a past injury, and how early rehabilitation support can help you return to work with more confidence. Let us start by looking at the fear that so often stops people from getting the help they need. For many injured workers, the worry about future employment is a major barrier. This is not just a concern about administrative paperwork. It is a deeper anxiety that lodging a claim might quietly work against them later when they are applying for a new job, negotiating a promotion, or simply trying to be treated normally in their current workplace. This hesitation frequently leads workers to delay seeking the support they are legally entitled to. Unfortunately, postponing support can slow down physical recovery and make the ultimate return to work much more difficult. While these fears are completely understandable, they are generally based on a misunderstanding of how the Australian legal and insurance systems operate. To clear this up, let us contrast some common work cover myths with what Australian law actually says. First, a work cover claim is not a personal complaint against your employer. It is a claim made through a compulsory workers' compensation insurance system. Employers are required by law to hold this insurance because workplace injuries can and do happen. In fact, the bigger risk is not claiming at all. Delaying treatment often complicates your recovery and can leave you paying out of pocket for medical care, lost income, and a reduced capacity to work. Let us examine five of the most common fears alongside the legal reality. The first fear is that your employer will find out and hold the claim against you. The reality is that employers cannot lawfully penalize you for making a claim. It is an insurance right, not a workplace grievance. The second fear is that future employers will see your claim on a background check. In truth, your work cover history is strictly confidential and does not appear on standard employment or background checks. The third fear is that you could lose your job if you make a claim. In states like New South Wales and Queensland, there are clear legal protections against dismissal due to a work-related injury, although the specific protected timeframes differ by state. The fourth misconception is that making a claim is somehow bad for your employer. Remember, employers pay insurance premiums precisely for this purpose. Finally, some workers believe they are better off just pushing through the pain. But as we have noted, delayed reporting and treatment only make your recovery harder and more expensive in the long run. So, what actually is a work cover claim? Simply put, it is a formal request for support when you are injured or become unwell because of your job. It is not a lawsuit. It is a claim handled through a workers' compensation insurance scheme. Every state and territory in Australia manages its own program. While the names and administrative processes differ, their underlying purpose is identical, to connect injured workers with necessary support. Let us walk through how these schemes are managed across the country. In New South Wales, workers' compensation is commonly managed through iCare as the insurer, while the State Insurance Regulatory Authority, or SIRA, acts as the regulator. In Queensland, it is managed by WorkCover Queensland. In Victoria, you will deal with WorkSafe Victoria. In Western Australia, it is WorkCover WA. South Australia operates under Return to Work SA, while Tasmania uses WorkSafe Tasmania. In the Australian Capital Territory, the scheme is managed by private insurers approved by WorkSafe ACT, and the Northern Territory uses NT WorkSafe. No matter where you live, filing a claim is a legal right designed to protect you. Depending on your situation, a claim can provide several key benefits. First, it can provide weekly payments to replace a portion of your wages while you are unable to work. Second, it covers approved medical expenses, which includes doctor visits, surgery, and rehabilitation costs. Third, you may be eligible for a lump sum payment if you are left with a permanent impairment, though it is always wise to verify the current SIRA thresholds for this. Finally, the system provides return to work support, helping you recover, retrain, or transition into a different role if you cannot return to your previous duties. This brings us to an important question: can a work cover claim affect your current job? Specifically, can your employer fire you for making a claim? The answer is no. Your employer cannot lawfully dismiss you simply because you lodged a work cover claim. As we mentioned, states like New South Wales and Queensland have specific protections in place for injured workers. If you believe you have been dismissed because of your claim, you have the right to seek assistance through the Fair Work Commission. A work cover claim should never be used as an excuse to push someone out of their job. In New South Wales and Queensland, employers are legally restricted from dismissing an injured worker solely because they cannot perform their pre-injury duties. While other states and territories have similar safeguards, the exact details and timelines vary. Once any protected period ends, termination of employment is only lawful under very specific and narrow circumstances. This might include a genuine business redundancy that is entirely unrelated to your claim, a fixed term or casual contract ending naturally on its original terms, or a case of medical incapacity where a thorough and fair process has been followed and no suitable alternative role exists. If you ever find yourself facing unfair treatment or dismissal, you must seek advice quickly, as fair work timeframes can be very short. It is also helpful to understand your employer's legal obligations after an injury occurs. These obligations are a key part of workers' compensation rights and recovery planning. Wherever it is reasonably practicable, your employer must provide you with suitable duties that match your medical restrictions. This means providing work that safely fits your current physical or mental capacity. Furthermore, employers are required to participate actively in your injury management and return to work planning. In New South Wales, these obligations are governed by CIRA guidelines. This means your employer must cooperate with your insurer, your treating doctor, and any workplace rehabilitation provider involved in your recovery. At this point, we must share an important warning about informal deals. Occasionally, an employer might ask an injured worker not to lodge an official claim, promising instead to sort things out privately. It is vital to know that an informal, private promise does not offer the same legal safety net as a formal workers' compensation claim. It does not guarantee your ongoing access to medical treatment, long-term income support, or professional rehabilitation. Additionally, waiting to file can cause you to miss strict legal deadlines. For example, in Queensland, workers generally have 6 months from the date of injury to lodge an application. In New South Wales, claims must also be reported and lodged as early as possible to avoid unnecessary delays or issues with your entitlements. Another major source of anxiety is whether a future employer will find out about your claim history. Can a new employer look up your work cover record? The answer is a reassuring no. A future employer cannot access your past claim history without your explicit consent. In Australia, your health and injury records are classified as sensitive personal information under privacy laws. This means a past claim will not appear on a standard background check, police check, or reference check. Your history is confidential, and potential employers cannot simply search a database or ask an insurance company to share your records. However, there is an important distinction you need to be aware of. Many roles, particularly in physically demanding sectors like construction, mining, healthcare, transport, and aged care, require a pre-employment medical assessment. If you have a past injury that still affects your physical ability to perform the job safely, that injury will be relevant to the assessment. But if you have fully recovered and are fit for the role, a past claim should never be used as a reason to reject your application. Let us clarify what an employer can and cannot legally ask you about your health during the hiring process. An employer is allowed to ask about your current ability to perform the duties of the role safely. They can ask if you have any injuries or conditions that could affect your safety on the job, if you require any adjustments to perform the role, or if you are currently fit for those duties. On the other hand, they cannot ask broad, invasive questions about your past claims. They cannot ask if you have ever made a work cover claim, what your workers' compensation history is, or why you were on workers' compensation in the past. If an employer does provide a formal written questionnaire asking about pre-existing injuries that are directly relevant to the role, you must answer honestly. In some states, providing false or misleading information on these forms can affect your rights to make a future claim if that pre-existing condition returns or worsens at work. When you are filling out these forms, focus on your current capacity. Explain what you can safely do and whether you need any reasonable adjustments, without feeling the need to share the entire backstory of your claim unless it directly impacts your ability to do the job safely. If you are ever unsure about what to disclose, it is highly recommended to speak with a return to work coordinator or a workplace rehabilitation provider first. You might also wonder if a work cover claim will hold your career back. Directly speaking, it will not. Australian laws strictly prohibit employers from treating workers or job applicants poorly due to a physical or mental disability. What can sometimes affect your career options is an ongoing physical or mental injury that limits your capacity to work safely, not the actual administrative claim itself. The claim is simply the tool that helps you recover, it is the injury that poses the challenge. This is exactly why early rehabilitation support is so crucial. Workers who actively engage with professional rehabilitation, medical treatment, retraining, and modified duties are consistently in a much better position to move forward in their careers. We also know that staying away from work for too long can make returning to employment much harder. Data from CIRA indicates that the longer an employee is away from the workplace, the less likely they are to ever return. A structured return to work plan is designed to prevent this. Additionally, employers are encouraged to explore reasonable adjustments to support workers, which might involve altering work processes, upgrading equipment, modifying tools, or reorganizing the workspace. If you are wondering whether you can look for a new job while your work cover claim is still active, the answer is yes, you certainly can. If moving to a new employer or transitioning to a different industry is the best path for your recovery, you should discuss this early with your doctor, your insurer, and your rehabilitation provider. They can work together to plan a safe and realistic transition. Your insurer's case manager can refer you to an occupational rehabilitation provider like OzRehab. These specialists help injured workers identify suitable new career options, prepare job applications, and access support when returning to their previous employer is not possible. This practical assistance can include help with writing resumes and cover letters, interview coaching, active job seeking support, work trials, and training opportunities. In New South Wales, there are SIRA-funded programs designed to help workers gain new skills or qualifications for a new role. CIRA also offers the Job Cover Placement Program, which provides financial incentives to new employers who hire workers recovering from a work-related injury. Let us take a moment to look at the real cost of choosing not to make a claim. Many injured workers worry about the financial impact a claim might have on their employer. This is particularly common in small businesses, where employees often know the business owner personally and might feel guilty about causing financial strain. While staying quiet and trying to tough it out might feel like the loyal thing to do, it often becomes a very costly decision. You end up managing the physical pain on your own, paying for your own medical appointments, and continuing to work until the injury becomes impossible to ignore. In this scenario, the financial burden falls directly on you. The cost of general practitioner visits, physiotherapy, chiropractic care, medications, and specialist consultations can quickly add up to thousands of dollars over months or years. But let us look at how this compares to the impact on the employer when a claim is lodged. Under the iCare system in New South Wales, small employers are defined as those with an average performance premium of $30,000 or less. For these small businesses, iCare states that individual claims costs do not directly impact their insurance premiums. While medium to large employers are treated differently and may see premium adjustments based on their claims history, the direct financial impact on a small business owner is often far less than workers fear. Of course, a claim still requires active management from the employer, such as providing suitable duties and communicating with the insurer, but the fear of devastating the business financially is usually much larger than the reality. Deciding to stay quiet and absorb the costs yourself is often the most expensive choice you can make, not just financially, but physically and emotionally as well. A formal work cover claim ensures you have access to the treatment, income support, and rehabilitation you need, so you do not have to carry the burden of recovery alone. This is where OzRehab can make a significant difference. Recovering from a workplace injury is a journey that is much easier when you have the right professional support from the very beginning. You do not have to navigate medical treatments, employer updates, insurer communications, and return to work planning entirely on your own. At OzRehab, our team works collaboratively with injured workers, employers, treating doctors, and insurers to facilitate a safe, practical recovery and positive return to work outcomes. Through our workplace rehabilitation services, we provide clear guidance on what work is safe for you to perform, what duties need to be adjusted, and what steps you need to take to rebuild your confidence. This often involves developing a structured return to work plan that complies with CIRA requirements in New South Wales. We also conduct functional capacity evaluations. These are objective physical assessments that clarify exactly what you can safely do, helping to guide your suitable duties and recovery milestones. If returning to your previous role is no longer a viable option, our vocational rehabilitation services can help you pivot. We offer job-seeking assistance, skills reviews, resume preparation, role matching, and guidance on how to transition into a safer, more sustainable career. We know that early intervention is key. The sooner we can begin supporting you, the easier it is to clear up confusion, avoid unnecessary delays, and build a recovery plan that matches your true capacity. Our goal is to make the entire process less overwhelming, guiding you step by step from your initial medical care and claim lodgement all the way through to safe duties and the full, long-term recovery. If you are unsure of where to start, or if your recovery has stalled, we encourage you to speak with an Oz Rehab Workplace Rehabilitation Specialist today. We can explain exactly what a practical return to work plan would look like for your unique situation. If you or someone you know has been injured at work and needs guidance, you can also book an appointment with our dedicated workers' compensation telehealth doctor. This simple conversation can help you understand your options and clarify what a return to work and a return to life could look like for you. You can reach our team by phone at 1300 391 947, or by email at office@ozrehab.com. To wrap up, let us answer some of the most frequently asked questions about work cover claims. Our first question is, does a work cover claim show up on a background check? As we have discussed, the answer is no. Your work cover history contains private health information and is completely confidential. It will not appear on standard pre-employment checks, reference checks, or background screenings, and future employers cannot access it without your consent. The second question is, do I have to tell a future employer about my work cover claim? No, you are under no obligation to volunteer your claim history. However, if a potential employer asks you in writing about pre-existing injuries, and those injuries could directly affect your ability to perform the job safely, you must answer honestly. Our third question is, what happens to my work cover claim if I leave my current employer? Your claim does not automatically close just because you change jobs or leave your employer. Your approved medical expenses, weekly payments, and rehabilitation support can continue, depending on your capacity, your claim status, and the rules of your state or territory scheme. The fourth question is, how long does a work cover claim stay on record? There is no public expiration date for a claim record. The information is securely and confidentially held by the insurer within the workers' compensation system and remains completely inaccessible to the public or future employers. Our fifth question is, can I make a work cover claim if I am a casual worker? Yes, casual workers have the exact same rights to lodge a claim if their injury or illness occurred in connection with their work. Your employment type does not prevent you from accessing medical care, weekly payments, or rehabilitation support. Finally, our sixth question is, what is the time limit for lodging a work cover claim in New South Wales? In New South Wales, a workers' compensation claim should generally be made within 6 months of the injury date, or in tragic circumstances, the date of death. While extensions can apply in very limited cases, it is always best to report the injury and seek professional advice as early as possible. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.